That's right. Hangout Radio 2015 on the air, powered by 92 Zoo. It's Pablo getting a little slight bit of my voice back. I was on a little earlier telling you about how incredible Frank Turner and the Sleeping Souls were. I like wrecked my vocal cords at that show singing along because I'm a huge fan. And now we are honored to be joined by Frank Turner and a Sleeping Soul.
Just hello.
Singular.
Mr. Mann is here. Hi. Hello. Thanks for having us. We're honored to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in. You absolutely crushed your set on the Hangout main stage a little while ago. I sat there dancing like a crazy person, and actually my daughter Bridget is sitting here beside me. Can you say hi? No, she's shy. But thank
she's
you guys.
Cool.
Thank you guys for putting on such an amazing show.
It was fun. It was one of those things where, like, I mean, I felt like there were a lot of people checking us out for the first time today. Plus, I mean, 1:30 in the afternoon is not the type of time that I usually play gigs at.
Yeah, right.
You know, so everything was a little kind of cobwebby at the beginning, and there's only really one way to deal with that, which is to kind of charge straight into it like a bull and try and...
Absolutely. Last time you played Mobile, you played Soul Kitchen a couple of years ago, and again, that was more of a normal late-night show.
Yeah, which is more comfortable, I have to say, so... today was really fun. I felt like we made some new friends today.
Well, and obviously your back was feeling better. The last time you were here, show, your back was injured. You had to kind of tone things down a little bit, but you hit the stage with sound and fury. And anybody who knows your history, if they don't, used to be in punk band.
Yeah.
Million Dead.
I grew up playing with punk bands and hardcore bands and stuff. And I was thinking about this the other day. I think that my gold standard for a live show is still Sick of It All. Actually, do you know what I mean? And like, and I like the idea of trying to play sort of country rock music with the live approach of like New York hardcore or something.
Yeah, mix it up. Well, the last album, Tape Deck Hard, a lot of Zoo listeners know that, Recovery, the way I tend to be.
Yeah.
And, but they may not be familiar with just how much of that you bring to the stage. And like the new album that is coming out, Positive Songs for Negative People.
Yes.
You kind of take that negativity and turn it into energy.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. I mean, the Tape Deck Heart, which I love, and I'm not doing it down at all, but it was a very kind of like downbeat, introspective record sort of in terms of its subject matter.
Yeah.
It was quite a sort of... it's a record about screwing your life up, essentially, and trying to sort of pull it back together again. And the new album is kind of reactive to that in a way. You know, it's about kind of dusting yourself off after you've fallen off your bike and getting back on again or something like that, you know. It's just about generally trying to kind of, get back into the swing of things and sort of be positive and sort of grab life by the throat. So, and it's kind of sonically, it's a bit more of a punk rock record as well. It's a little more in your face. We had Butch Walker in the production chair this time around, which was fantastic. It's I'm really excited about it. I can't wait for it to come out.
All right. Well, we can't wait to hear it. Now, I've heard one track thus far that would be Get Better, which I think you're going to play for us here in just a second.
Are. Yeah, if you want us to.
Now, Good and Gone. I want to talk about that song. You didn't get to have enough time to perform that one today, but that song, you know, and some of the lines we can't repeat because we're live on the radio, but the message talking about, you know, screw you, Hollywood, for painting, you know, giving us images of things that most folks can't achieve. And the disillusionment that comes with that is a prime example of what you were talking about. And now you're shifting.
Yeah, there aren't really any love songs on the new record.
That really?
Was, again, so Tape Deck Heart was kind of a relationship issues record. This one, like I say, it's, I mean, Get Better. The reason we sort of released that song first is it's kind of a cool, like, overture, both sonically and lyrically, for what the new record's kind of like and what it's about.
So what you're telling us is you've got a new girlfriend and you're happy now.
No, I don't know. It's just I'm over the last one.
There you go. All right, well, let's hear a little Get Better here.
Okay.
On Hangout Radio.
It's going to feature Mr. Matt and Zero the Madeline.
Hello.
And it goes like this. I got me a shovel, and I'm digging a ditch, and I'm going to fight for this 4 square feet of land like a mean old son of a bitch. I got me a future, I'm not stuck on the past. I got no new tricks, yeah, I'm a pump bricks, but me, I'm a machine and I was built to last. I'm trying to get better cause I haven't been my best. She took a plain black marker, started writing on my chest. She drew a line across the middle of my broken heart and said, come on now, let's fix this mess. We could get better, because we're not dead yet. They threw me a woven, and I spat back the sea. I took a battering, but I got thicker skin, and the best people I know are looking out for me. So I'm taking the high road, the engine running high and fine. May I always see the road rising up to meet me, and my enemies defeated in the mirror behind. I'm trying to get better, cause I haven't been my best. She took a pain like mug and started writing on my chest. She drew a line across the middle of my broken heart. Said, come on now, let's fix this mess. We could get better, because we're not dead yet. It's just a knot in the small of your back. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just a tune that got stuck in your head. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just some numbers tangled up in your sums. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just a simple braille missive from the person you miss. A reminder you could always be a little bit better than this. So try to get better and don't ever accept less. Take a plain black marker and write this on your chest. Draw a line underneath all of this unhappiness. Come on now, let's fix this mess. We can get better, because we're not dead yet. We can get better, because we're not dead yet.
Hang Out Radio, Frank Turner with Get Better.
Thank you.
Fantastic, sir. That is incredible. Just to watch you do that, I notice you're not looking around. You're focused off at a point in the distance with your eyes closed sometimes. I mean, what makes that necessary for you to focus, you know, like that?
The art of performing is to sort of channel the meaning and the emotion of a song. Do you know what I mean? And it's like when you're on a stage performing, there's a degree to which your job is to engage the crowd. And,
sure.
And I sort of try and sort of make eye contact with people in the crowd and that kind of thing. But like, you know, sitting here right now, it's like I'm just trying to sort of think about how what the song means to me and what it's supposed to be. And sometimes I need to, like, defocus my eyes, you know what I mean?
Right, you're kind of getting in your unhappy, happy place.
Right? There we go. That's the subtitle of the album, The Unhappy, Happy Place.
Very cool. Now, what's ahead? The new album is coming. Bigger tours?
Yeah, we are basically, we've just announced some shows in New York and Boston, which have sold out ridiculously quickly as well. We sold out House of Blues in Boston in one day,
which is
pretty cool. I mean, Boston's always been good to us as a town, but that is the tip of an iceberg of a tour. We have another kind of 6-7 weeks of shows all around the USA in September and October, and we will be everywhere.
Fantastic. If you don't mind, we'll talk. Yeah, we talked about it outside a little bit, but Glory Hallelujah. And I was kind of surprised. I was like, well, we're kind of in the Bible Belt here, but Frank's like, I'm going for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a number of reasons for that. I mean, partly it's my set, so I'll play what I want to play. Do you
sure.
know what I mean? And partly the whole nature of that song, I wanted to write a song about my feelings about atheism, but at the same time, I think, and I spent a really long time on the lyrics for that song because it's important to me. I don't want to be one of these, like, snarky atheists who thinks they're superior to other people because of their opinions. You know, I don't believe in God, but and the thing that was important to me to write a song about was that that's a positive thing for me. It's not a kind of like depressing realization. It's something that makes me quite happy. It makes me feel quite liberated.
Yeah.
And that's what the song's about. So, and it's not, you know, my grandfather was a priest and my mother's very religious and I have no issue with this. That's their life. They can do whatever they want. But you know, it's my 5 minutes on the mic. Do you know what I mean? I'm allowed to put my statement across. It's funny. The most issue that we've ever really had with that song has been from English people who are convinced that Americans are going to have a problem with it.
That Americans can't handle it.
Yeah. And 99% of the Americans I've met are totally fine with it. You know, I remember we played a show in Oklahoma City once and just before we went on, the promoter told us that we were at the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
And we played the song and everybody was fine with it. I'm not saying everybody loved it. I'm not saying everyone agreed with it, but you know, people were fine with it. We did once get picketed in Norfolk, Virginia.
Really?
And I loved it simply because when you're a kid growing up, there are loads of English bands like Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, bands like that, that I grew up listening to, got picketed in the South. I felt like it was coming of age. I felt like I'd earned my stripes.
Like you had arrived a little bit.
I felt like I could hold my head up in company with Bruce Dickinson and Ozzy Osbourne now.
Nobody holds their head up with Bruce Dickinson. Okay, come on, true. Come on.
I interviewed him once.
Did you really?
Yeah, quite recently. They're like my favorite band. So
that's awesome.
Well, one of my favorite bands, I should say.
Well, let's talk about your side, your metal side. Let's talk about your side project, Mongol Horde.
Yes, which features Mr. Matt Lazier.
Nice. Matt, how are you? We haven't got to chat real quick, but good. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you very much. Having a lovely day on the beach.
Yeah, we got in the sea after our set earlier.
You said that on stage.
We just walked into the sea. It was really,
isn't it wonderful?
Really quite nice.
You have to admit, this festival takes care of artists. You will have a good time here.
Yes, we're having a great time.
I guarantee next time you come, you're like, can we play Friday so we can stay the whole weekend?
Yeah, totally. It's a shame that we're only here today. But yeah, Mongol Horde is like, I mean, basically it's me and Matt and then Ben, who was in Million Dead, the old band I played in.
Yeah.
And a big part of the motivation for doing band is that I missed Ben and I wanted to play with him again.
Yeah.
And then we kind of had it together, the idea, the structure of the band being a three-piece, you know, one guitar, drums, and vocals. And we were sort of casting around for somebody who could play guitar. And then it occurred to me that I was already in a band with an incredibly talented, handsome, and personable musician.
Well, keep going.
So Matt got involved. I mean, again, jump in on this if you want. I think one of the things that makes Mongol Horde an interesting band to me is that Ben and I grew up listening to hardcore metal and punk rock. Yeah. Matt didn't really.
And no, Ben and Frank listened to some really awful music, and they kind of they bought this screamy curmudgeon of songs to my kind of slightly more riffy and slightly more pleasant.
Yeah, we made him mixtapes of like.
What did you
music.
Grow up listening to that you had no memory?
Well, I was listening to something. I mean, about as heavy as I got into.
Bay City Rollers, right?
As heavy as I got into was like Faith No More, that kind of stuff. Yeah. I love Faith No More.
I remember reading that quote that you said. Oh yeah, I listened to some punk metal stuff like Faith No More, and you guys laughed at them.
To be fair, I didn't say punk metal. I just said Faith No More, and they laughed and said, well, "That isn't."
I
heavy.
Like Faith No More. Anyway, but
we
so,
all do.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. So I mean, I think it gives the group a kind of interesting angle, just because it's like Matt's sort of like an outsider to the genre in a way, kind of, which makes it much more original. There are so many kind of obvious things that I would do if I was playing guitar in that band that Matt doesn't do, which makes us more interesting.
Very cool. And I'm sure we're getting maybe a little influence of that on the new record. Is a little Mongol bleeding in?
The one kind of piece of influence I would say is that I think that with Tape Deck Heart, we got quite sort of bogged down in the recording process, and it's a very deeply thought out record, if you like. And Mongol Horde was kind of a nice way of reminding yourself that sometimes the best thing to do is just set up and smash it out, you know, and to not overthink. So I think that's, but I mean, there's no kind of like sort of insane chugging baritone guitar or screaming. All right. Songs about Natalie Portman.
Well, you've got another new track you're going to give us.
Yes.
What's the name of this new track?
This song is called The Opening Act of Spring, and it features Mr. Manzier.
Hello.
On the mandolin. And this is kind of the first song that was written for the next record. In a way, this song is kind of an apology to the person that Tape Deck Heart is about.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the last song I'm going to write for her.
Okay.
And it's a happy song. It's an upbeat song by the end of it, at any rate.
All right.
Stick with it.
From the new album, from the upcoming album, Positive Songs for Negative People, Frank Turner.
Take it away, Matthew.
Oh, the birds are ringing in the opening act of spring, and I have fallen down, and I'm so much worse than I have ever been. Oh, the season's acting strange, and I know that something has to change, but there is no path I can choose that will not bring somebody pain. And oh, please forgive me for the things that I must do. It was never my intention to hurt you. Oh, the clouds are gathered thick, and in my stomach I feel sick, and I have all this drive and no idea what I should do with it. But they say there is a calm after the passing of the storm, so I can dream of going back outside when the rain and thunder's done. And oh, please forgive me for the things that I must do. Oh, though I have hurt so many people, it was never my intention to hurt you. Not the old folks say, they can tell which way the river's going, tell which way the wind is blowing. We're watching careful for the signs among the little things of barking dogs, the birds on wing. And I am deaf and blind, and I can't say if I can change the patterns that have caused you pain. For I was raised in suburbs, sheltered from the sun and rain, far away from subtle seasons change. Oh baby, I will read about the buzzing of the bees, about the grass and snakes and spawning lakes and the different types of trees. Well, I will find a way that leads from cruel April into May. And someday soon it will be June and you'll decide to stay. And oh, please forgive me for the things that I have done. Shade from the sun.
Frank Turner and the Sleeping Souls on 92 Zoo's Hangout Radio. Great job. I like that, guys. Sorry if I get distracted. We were just talking about why you close your eyes when you sing. So the disc jockeys who have screwed up the computer who can't restart the radio station when this interview is over are freaking out. Thank you. Our engineer, Tim, has the ability to get us going once we're done.
To save everybody.
But one thing I wanted to mention, you did something I've never seen anybody do during your set, yet everybody sit.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was cool. And the whole audience sat down on the beach in Gulf Shores until you hit the bar.
That's
said,
a little
get
trick
out.
That I didn't actually come up with myself. The crowd in Germany came up with it one time. We were playing a festival. This is 4 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
We were playing at Area 4 Festival in Germany, and the show was kind of going okay, and then I wasn't sure that we'd completely won everybody over, and we were finishing with that song. It's called Photosynthesis. And the whole audience in the kind of breakdown section sat on the ground. And I genuinely thought that they must be fans of the next band on and they were protesting against us continuing
really?
To play. And I was like, well, screw you guys. You know, like, I was kind of in a pretty bad mood about it at this point. And then we got to the kick-in bit. And they all just stood up and jumped and started dancing like crazy people. And it kind of blew me away. I was like, wow, they're actually
really. How many people were at that show?
Oh, like, it was a big festival.
So like, a couple of, yeah, at least a few thousand
yeah,
people
yeah,
just
like
instinctually went, oh, this would
yeah,
be cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's Germans for you.
Germans.
Yeah.
Great cars.
Very organized.
And very organized
right.
at
very
music
organized
festivals.
Very
cool. All right. We didn't get a chance to discuss this, but since it's really, really short, I just think it's really kind of one of the songs that to me defines you as an artist. Can we get a little eulogy?
We can. It's not really radio clean.
Right. Can I'm we afraid. Just, can we edit that one word? And I know we didn't talk about this beforehand, and I apologize,
okay.
but I just think it would be really cool.
Do you know on the mandolin Matt's here?
Yeah.
I'm usually the one who throws songs at him that you don't know, and now we've got you.
And I apologize if I sing along, just because I'm nerding
that's
out.
That's fine. So. I'm going to have to think quite hard about not cussing on the radio. But we can do it. You ready?
Sure. Here we go.
Not everyone grows up to be an astronaut. Not everyone was born to be a king. Not everyone can be Freddie Mercury, but everyone can raise a glass and sing. Well, I haven't always been a perfect person, and I haven't done what mom and dad had dreamed. But on the day I die, I'll say at least I've tried. And that's the only eulogy I need.
That's all I need.
That's the only eulogy I need.
Thank you so much, sir. That was a personal favorite of me. Thank
cool.
you so
well,
much for joining us on Hangout Radio. Thank you guys for coming to Gulf Shores for a hangout, and hope to see you guys back real soon.
We'll be back soon. Thanks a lot.
All right,
thanks
guys. More with Hangout Radio coming up. Hangout Radio, powered by 92 Zoo.